R4AAE Mobile.
Hey, Holmberg, normal, Stephen. Send 0TR.
KR4AAE. No, I knew exactly what I needed to get. So I go in, get what I need, and stick to my list.
Well, Joy, Stephen, couldn't pick you up. Lots and lots of static on there, buddy. You must be in a bad spot. Peter, frozen up or something.
I think I'm just in a bad spot right now, coming out of downtown Greenville.
Well, I don't know how my signal is getting to you, but yours is kind of iffy for the moment. Downtown Greenville usually isn't too bad.
I haven't journeyed down to downtown Greenville in a while on the radio, so it's kind of hard for me to tell. But I'm hopping back on 385, so signal should hopefully be a little better. But like I was saying earlier, I always know what I want when I go in a store, and I just stick to my list.
KB2H access.
David, I don't know what the deal is. Is my signal good there, or is it just a repeater acting up?
Hey?
Yes, sir. This is N0TR.
No, you're fine. I'm over here in Taylor. It's just about by Lee Road and heading back towards Gurr. You sound fine. Both of you sound fine.
Well, I don't know where it is. I got a truck behind me. It's got a lot of LED lights on it going on, but they're all amber. So maybe it's throwing some interference at me. I don't know. But Steven's in your KR4 Alpha Alpha Echo, David. So go ahead, Steven. You're in the clear there now.
Hope so. Radios are a little finicky things. Yeah, I had to run to Staples and pick up a calculator for the extra exam. Started looking at that and said, oh boy, I need a calculator.
If I may, Stephen, depending on where you are in the county, the repeater does get a little flaky, especially when you get around Paris Mountain. KB2H access mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
It does. It gets in that channel there, Damon. I hope your day's going good, and it's awful cold to be working there today. It's colder than a world digger's butt, as they used to say back in Kansas. I'm showing 28 degrees, and the car seems to think it could be icing out there. But that's all down around the coast today. It's kind of unusual, but that's where it's at. Go ahead, Steve.
I saw the forecast, and they were forecasting snow on the coast, and I said, wow, I will definitely need to see that one when it happens.
I'm doing okay, guys. I was out just repairing a heat unit, and I'm heading back to the house. I got a tree crew there taking a tree down that was leaning since Helene. So they're taking care of that, and I'm bringing some money back for them. Other than that, I'm all good. I'm in my warm car. I froze my rear end off a little bit ago. But unfortunately, Tom, the comment I have, as opposed to yours about how cold it is, cannot be said on the radio. And there's no clean way to say it, so I'm going to leave it go with that. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I cleaned mine up compared to what it normally would be, but actually, in the Bible, they call donkeys a certain word, but I said a world digger's butt, so I think that's clean enough. Well, I'm glad you're okay, Dave. Yeah, I kicked ours up this morning to warm it up, and I just moved it up a couple of degrees, and it turned on the emergency heat. But boy, it warmed it up fast and made the electric company happy, I'm sure. But I turned it back down pretty quick, too. Go ahead, Stephen.
Definitely very familiar with all the sayings of how cold it gets outside, too. I had to clean them up in my brain and said, better not say it on the radio.
Yeah, mine had some reference to a brass bra or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that from back in Kansas, too, Dave.
This monkey is, right?
It's an ornament to set out on the front porch, I think, but it's supposed to freeze off a certain item.
let me see if I got this. A brass monkey, as far as I was to understand, was the item that held the cannonballs. That's why. That's where that term came from.
Something I had no idea, Dave. That's interesting. Very well could be. Go ahead, Steve.
I learned something there, too. I may have to look that one back up when I get to the office.
I think that's where that term comes, talking off the brass monkey. You know, I didn't know what it was, and somebody had explained it to me. Now, I'm hoping I'm telling the truth. That's the truth as I know it. So, if I'm wrong, please let me know. Tom?
Thinking way back, I think you're on the right track there. I believe it is. But nonetheless, it's cold out here, Dave. Well, I'm back at the cancer center here where Bernice is getting a iron infusion. So I'm going to go ahead and try to find a parking place. And everybody wants a close one today, of course. Oh, I found one. Heavens. I'll let you guys go. Pleasure's all mine, fellas. Have a good day. And stay warm. This is in 0TR, clear.
Talking to you, Tom. I'll catch up a little bit later. And that was Patrick out there, right? KO4HKX, is that right?
Negative. Dave, KB2HXS. Yeah, we've been talking the last few days.
Patrick was out there just a short time ago, Dave, and he got into a bad spot, too, so in 0TR, clear.
10-4, is that okay?
Hi, Shane.
And I was just going to say, and I hope Tom's still listening, don't let Tom fool you. He was still serving in the Navy when they were using cannonballs.
Oh, that's a three. Good one, Shane. Oh, I'm no hurry to get in there to the cancer center. She's got a telephone, so I can sit here for a little bit and keep my eye on you, Shane.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Steven. Take it away. M4ZLK.
Around, please.
Going on out here. Going through a little bit of bad spot on 385-85 for some reason. So I may be in and out for a little while.
Let's see if I got this here. Now, Shane, when you say hello, Steven, and hello, David, and then take it away, if we would have both would have keyed up, it wouldn't have been very good. It would have been in one heck of a double. So you have to be a little more specific in who you pass it off to, okay? Got to get this right. You know, don't let me smack you around and have to teach you this again.
A little imbalance, though, Dave. Give him some slack.
You are right. I just assumed the next person in line would take it, but I guess I have to make myself more specific. Go ahead, well, I guess it would be Steven this time. Go ahead, Steven, N4ZLK.
That sounds like you got a nice little party over here, which is nice. I was saying I was going through some bad spots on 85 through 85 right now for some reason, so I'll be cutting in and out here and there. Back to the next person in line.
Okay, see, I was sitting here laughing my donkey off. But no, this is what happens, people. We get a couple of the guys on here, and it just starts. And the door flies open, and Dave opens his mouth, and then boom, there goes Shane, jumping in with both feet.
What's the
gentleman, I'm off.
But he was pinched on
Tom and Dustin here. I'm just about a block away from the house.
I looked at him.
Have a good day. Tom,
he was a little
bit just about to be out of here.
Marquesas Islands. But just thought I'd throw that tip of the day out there from the old man here. I talked to a real nice guy last night, if you guys hear him. Pick him up. He's a W4 Voice of America, I think it is. And VOA. And really enjoyed it just before the net. Go ahead, David. This is N0TR. I'll let this be my last one. I'll go in there and sit with Bernice a little bit. It's N0TR clear.
See if I have it now. I believe we doubled a little bit, Tom. Sorry about that. I thought Stephen passed it off to me, but no big deal. I'm pulling into the driveway, gentlemen, and you guys have a good day. Good to speak with you guys. Always a pleasure to have a good laugh here. KB2HXS. Go ahead, Shane.
Echo of a double. Didn't get anything you said, Dave, the first time. And Tom, you came in about talked to somebody last night. But anyway, y'all have a good day. I'm about to pull out, too. I got to make a delivery here. I just got to work. Running a little late today. Tom, I hope, say hello to Bernice. I hope everything goes well with her. And Steven, have a good day. Dave, have a good day as well. We'll talk to y'all later. 10-4-ZLK.
See if I got it. Yeah, Shane, there was TX7Ns on there, and he was in the general band, and I didn't text you. It was a little late, I think. I don't remember. Well, no, it was in the early afternoon. But also, there's a new fella just got back in the business. He'd been a ham about 30 years ago, and he just now fired up his old units, and really a great guy to talk to. W4VOA, as in Voice of America. Just thought I'd throw that out there. And good morning to everybody, and I'll be clear. And zero TR.
Thanks. Good morning, and we'll talk to you later. See you, Steve. Have a good day. N4ZLK.
Great, everybody. KR4AAE, clear.